Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about tools for using AI for content creation. There's a really interesting tool called Pika that Jamie's going to dive into. Before we get into that, I wanted to tell you about the AI Hustle School community. If you're not already a member, we would love to have you as a member of our community. Every single week, Jamie and I record exclusive content that we don't share anywhere else, which essentially covers how we're using AI to make money online and to grow our businesses. We both have different businesses online, and we have a ton of different tools, techniques, strategies that they feel like industry secrets, or they're kind of like our edge on a bunch of industries. So we don't really like share them publicly, but if you're as a member of the school community, we share all of the tools, exactly how we're using everything. We break down all of our confidential info. So it's $19 a month. There's a link in the description. We'd love to have you as a member of the community. You can go check it out. And we'll lock in the price if you join now at $19, but in the future, it'll probably raise. But if you lock in the price now, it will never be raised on you. So over 200 members are in there, and we'd love for you to be one of them. Okay, getting into the episode today, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Pika Labs?
Yeah, so we've definitely featured Pika Labs on the podcast before. They're a great AI company. But before I jump into specifically what they're doing, today's episode is really just about kind of staying up to date on the latest releases and updates of some of these tools, because there's some really, a lot of times, unique and almost viral type stuff you can do with some of their releases and things, where if you can jump on the trend, you may be able to get a lot more views on your content until, you know, it becomes redone by everybody else. But Pika Labs is doing some really interesting stuff. So I'm going to share my screen and show you just kind of what I've been tinkering around with lately. So, all right, let's see here. So this is Pika Labs. They have these are my generations. I'm going to see if I can share my other screen here. Sorry, I'm sharing the wrong screen here.
And while you're doing this, Jamie, I will say that in the past, I have used Pika Labs to make a bunch of different clips that I shared on LinkedIn. And I was really surprised by how well a lot of them did, like how much engagement and usage I got. So sometimes when you find these AI tools that are, you know, content creation, they actually can do really well. I've had, you know, AI tools that I've used to make clips out of podcast episodes, for example, and the AI generated clips got like over 30,000 views on the video. So like, honestly, a lot of these tools are really, really impressive when it comes to what you can actually like get, what the viral juice you get out of these tools are.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pika recently released Pika 1.5, and they have some really just kind of quirky effects you can do with images. So they have, when they first released it, they had like five, I think, crush it, deflate it, explode it, melt it. And so what you could do then is upload your own image, and it would turn it into like a 3D animation. And really, you know, had some really interesting results. So if you look at some of these on the home screen, these are generations other people have done. They have some spooky Halloween ones that came out with. They just recently came out with. And I feel like these are, again, if you can kind of jump on the trend, you maybe have some virality with some of your posts because of the timely nature of some of these. So if you can see my screen here, if I highlight this one, it's an image and she pulls her head off. So pretty spooky looking. But again, that's an engaging piece of content, if you ask me. This is the first one. That image of a ghost on a bench lifted up in the air. So some pretty cool stuff. I have done this myself with a couple things. I'm going to share this tab now. I haven't used Pika a whole lot. I did when they first started, but if you look in the bottom left-hand corner, I have a picture of me. I did the peace sign, and it crushed me. Kind of a gross day. Those gross sounds and everything. When I showed this to my wife, she like visibly cringed when she saw it. And she thought it was disgusting. But I mean, again, if that doesn't grab your attention, what will, you know? So I think, again, Pika is doing some really cool things. I would check it out and try uploading some of your own images. These corgi pictures here, by the way, was when Pika first came out, and I honestly wasn't that impressed, and so I kind of moved on. That's why I haven't messed with Pika until now again. And so some of these image generation things are really fun and quirky. If you're looking to get more eyeballs on your content, check it out, especially those Halloween ones.
Yeah, what I'll also say with mine is, like, so I've used Pika for a bunch of different things. And of course, like, Jamie and I are showing you, like, some ones that are, like, you know, it crushing us or turning you into a ghost or whatever. I think what really does well is if you use your product. So it's like you have, like, an Instagram reel, and maybe you're selling, like, some, like, lotion or something, and it's like, it shows that getting crushed or exploded. And it's like all of a sudden this catchy thing, and you can use this as B-roll or clips. I think it's really kind of clever the way that they've done this. Now, as far as how these perform out in the wild, you know, I've posted videos of me being turned into cake, and I got 1,300 impressions on, like, a video of me getting turned into cake. I had one where I got, like, my head was, like, squished, and that one got 1,900 impressions. So these actually are able to, like, you know, get some sort of views and stuff. And I think it's definitely a really interesting way to go. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention real quick is that there's a really interesting company that just came out. No one knows exactly what it, who created this, but it's a new image generation model. And it is called Red Panda. So when it kind of comes to, like, some of these tools for content creation, keeping you up to date on them, the latest one is called Red Panda. It has around 40 ELO points, which is ahead of the next best model, which is Flux, which is by Black Forest Labs. It's a great model. And it's, you know, this, if you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify, I'm showing a picture of, like, these, like, people in, like, a dressing room. There are, like, a bunch of models. And this is an image that it generated. It looks so photorealistic, although I was able to catch in the corner, the glasses. It looks like her glasses kind of just, like, stop there. So you can still tell that it's sort of AI generated. They had another picture they generated of that is, like, a travel poster. It says exploring the Arctic, and it's, like, a ship with penguins. It looks really, really photorealistic, accurate. So we don't even know who created this yet. This is an interesting tool. We'll definitely keep you up to date on all of the different AI tools that come out. Thanks so much for tuning in to the podcast today. We hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we will catch you next time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.